Okay, so let's continue over here from on Hayam and Office on Hedron. Okay, so yeah, so there's one thing that needs to be answered. There's one thing that from yesterday that needs to be answered, and that is this. The Rush said that the Yachid Mumcha is equivalent to three Hedyotos, right? Is equivalent to three Hedyotos. And that this Gemara, and that you can see from this Gemara that one Mumcha can force somebody to din, because three Hedyotos can force someone to din. But the question is, do those three Hedyotos, how come you don't have the same Chakir by three Hedyotos if they have to have Rishus or not? Now, as it seems, three Hedyotos without Rishus can definitely force someone to din. Right?
Well, because you have to have some type of order.
In other words, three, am I right? Three Hedyotos can force to din. And they don't need Rishus. Right? It's only the question by the Yochid Mumcha if he needs Rishus to force to din. But not the three Hedyotos. So I think the answer is, like we were saying yesterday, and as we were saying, the Chakira is, does it come about because naturally he's the Gavra of Din, or is it or does he need to be part of the institution? But Gimel is automatically an institution of Beis Din. The only reason, the Yachid Mumcha to become part of the institution of Din, he would have to be appointed by the Reish Galusa, because there's no entity of Beis Din of three. So he would have to, on that side of the Chakira, he would have to be instituted. You have to be deputized as part of the system of din, but Gimel is the normal is already has a Shein Beis Din, so he has automatically has a certain status of authority. Okay. All right. Let's go weiter. You understand what I'm saying, right? There's even the side of the Chakir that says that you need Rishus from the Reish Galusa. So that's just because the individual doesn't have any status of an institution of Din. But Beis Din is from the Torah as an institution of Din. It's true, Midrabanan, we allow Hedyotos to constitute the Beis Din, but it still has an identity of Beis Din. It's interesting. Interesting halacha, by the way. I'll let you... The Rambam has an interesting machlokas in the Rishonim on this point, on the equivalence between the Yachid Mumcha and the three Hedyotos. I'll just mention it. Question is, there are certain halachos about like if you're mode in front of a Beis Din, it has a certain status. Like if I see you, if Yitzi comes up to me in the street and says, you owe me $1,000, and I say, yeah, I know, right? And even if there are people who see it, and then he brings me to Beis Din, and he has Adam, he says he admitted that he owes me the money, I can always say, he was nudging me, I had to go, and I just said, I owe you the money, just so he would stop bothering me. That's a taina, right? That's what they call mishata anibach. I was just joking, just so you don't, just to get you off my back. But if it's in front of a Beis Din and I say, I admit I owe you the money, then you can't renege on it, right? Certain things like that. So the Rambam holds that even though the Yochid Mumcha can be Dan Yechidi, he doesn't have the status of a Beis Din. If you would be Mode in front of him, it would still have the status of just being Mode in front of one person. Whereas other Rishonim hold that once we have the Din of a Yochid Mumcha, it actually becomes... Now, the question is, does he become like part of the institution or not? So I didn't really look into that machlokas too deeply, but it's an interesting question too. Maybe we'll take it up another time. It shows you the issue. I mean, the issue is we're trying to figure out, does he really become raised to the level of the institution of Beis Din. But the institution of Beis Din, you see, at least going through the Rambam, that's a separate thing. That's an intrinsic idea. A Yochid Mumcha can be given rights, and he can have certain rights, but he doesn't constitute a Beis Din. Just has a functional ability to do things. But it doesn't have the idea of Bifnei Beis Din. Yeah?
You were saying before about
Is it automatically good? Okay, so let's take up next case. Toshima. So now Gemara wants to prove which way is right. Demar Zutra Brei de Rav Nachman Don Dina Vita. Yeah, embarrassing, huh? So this is not even the worst one. Rabbi Tarfon is the worst case. We'll get to that another time. But so he did judgment by himself. Don Dina Biyachidi, Rashi says, and he made a mistake. Also Lakame de Rav Yosef. Omar le I kibluch alayhu lo tishalim v'i lo zil shalom zil shalim. So he says, if they accepted you upon them, you don't have to pay. And if they didn't accept you, then you have to pay. So what does that do with anything? Shema mina ki lo noket rishusa dine dina. Shema mina. So somehow this proves. Somehow this proves what? That if you didn't take Rishus from the Reish Galusa, your din is still good. Because that was never the question. We always knew if you took Rishus from Reish Galusa, it's definitely good. Right? That's definitely true. I mean, we know what the Brisa says, Dinim Amas Rishus, Vim Hayim Mum Chalaram, Dan Ifi Lechidi. Our only question was, what if he doesn't have Rishus from the Reish Galusa? No. But does he still have the authority, Baal Korchuk, to force the guy to din? Right? That's what we're looking for. So somehow, this story about the Tos proves, somehow it proves that a mumchel rabim, even without Rishus and Reish Galusa, can judge Baal Korach. That's the question. How does this prove it? Yeah. Right. So this is the part, Meir. This is the part where Rashi is really, nobody understands these Rashis.
Okay.
Because the way Rashi learns, it sounds like. They definitely asked him. It's just a question: did they ask him? Did they give him carte blanche? Did they say, "We'll accept you, warts and all," right? Mm-hmm. Or did they say, "We want you insofar as you do us judge justice"? That's the way Rashi learns. But Rashi's learning the whole question of. It sounds like Rashi's learning what? That the chakira is not like we were saying. It sounds like Rashi's learning the chakira is. Does he have the ability to render judgment? Not even Baal Korchuk, just if they come to him and they ask him for justice, for din, is what he says binding at all? Right? You know, that's the way Rashi learns. That's the way Rashi reads. That's the way Rashi's understanding this question. But there are serious problems with this, with that way of learning, that all the Rishonim, without exception, raise on Rashi. I haven't seen anybody answer any of these questions. We could try, but let's get the question straight, right? Rashi's learning. What? He says, "E kibluch alayhu legamri. If they accepted you completely, leilechacharecha im ledin im letos." Right? Yeah. Okay, so he's learning bein ladin bein latos velo yitba'ucha, that they shouldn't claim anything from you. Then you putter, right? But if not, here's the if not. The if not is the question. If not, so then if not, then what? But they accepted you without. They did not accept your mistake. They said, "Do us din Torah." Then you have to pay. Okay? Umiu mahada dina lo. But you see that, but the judgment is not overturned. Even though you make a mistake, the judgment is not overturned. Alma gomer v'sover v'chilo noket rishusa dine dina v'lo mahada. That proves that the din is a din. So Rashi was learning the whole Chakira, not like we were saying yesterday, because we were not learning according to Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's learning the Chakira is just, is it a din at all? Is it a din at all? And what does it mean, is it a din at all? Can it be overturned? Can you overturn it? But it comes out funny. Then Rashi's learning that what? That, listen to what Rashi's saying. Saying an astounding thing. This is what nobody understands. He's saying, if a guy is a mumche l'rabim, Avi, if a guy is a mumche l'rabim, and they accepted him for din Torah, then the din is good. Okay? Now, what's the question on that?
So is that rishus?
That is not rishus from the Reish Galusa. The guy does not have rishus from the Reish Galusa. Avadi Yosef. Let's say a guy doesn't have rishus from Reish Galusa, and he's pick your guttle, right? And we go to him and we say, listen, will you please judge our dispute? But do it right, right? And then there's a question, is it binding? That's the way Rashi's learning. The question is, is it binding? But there's a major problem with the way Rashi's learning. What's the major factual problem? What if we went to Plony? What if we went to anybody? We went to a hedgehog and we said, we want you to judge our case. Right? The Gemara later, that's what the Rishonim mentioned, the Gemara later says that that's binding. So if a hedgehog can do din, as long as we accept him, why is there a chakira about a mumche l'rabim? I mean, this implies mumche l'rabim is dana filu yichidi, means he's something better than a hedgehog. But all Rashi's doing is giving him the rights of the hedgehog. I mean, doesn't make sense. That's why that's what the Rosh and the Ptosos both don't understand.
Like we're right? Asking what additional feature does he have?
Yeah, exactly. He has to have something additional. You mean the whole question is, if we willingly go to a guy and accept his din, is it a din? That's the question. And he's a mumche l'rabim. Is it a din? That's the whole question? That's the whole question? By the way, how do you know he didn't have rishus? How do we know he didn't have rishus?
If he had rishus, it wouldn't be a question. The din would be good anyway.
Yeah, but how do we know
that?
He wouldn't have to pay. Mm-hmm. Right? If he had rishus from the Reish Galusa, he would not have to pay. So since he told him, you have to pay, we see two things. We see that the din is not overturned, because if he could overturn the din, he wouldn't have to pay either. He would just say, hey, give him back the money. Right? So since it says he has to pay, we see two things. Well, we know that he wasn't authorized from the Reish Galusa, because that's the very next Gemara, right? And we also see that the din can't be overturned, can't be reversed, okay? But, like I said, Rashi is a closed box. Nobody really understands what Rashi's talking about. So let's learn the way we started yesterday, according to the Rosh and Tosfos. So take a look at the, you can pick your the one you like. Did you see the Rosh or Tosfos yet? So Tosfos? Okay, so take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'i lo zil shalom, pirish bekuntris, V'i lo, what does it mean, V'i lo? So what did you do? Kigon de omarle dayanto lon din Torah. We want you to give us the din Torah. Vekasha dim kain my dayek mehocha. What are you proving from here? Daha afilu lo gomer v'sover nami masha asa asa v'yishalim mi beso. Even if a guy was not a gomer v'sover, just a regular Joe, and we went over and we said, we want you to do us din Torah, it would be masha asa asa. Whatever he did would be binding. And he would have to pay from his pocket if he made a mistake. Ki demuchach l'kamon. Deparach l'Rabbi Avahu midonas adin. Umukila b'dekavla iluya. Ubesheina mumcha iri. Da'katani seif avim haya mumcha l'rabim or l'beistin. Did he change it to beistin? Beistin. Potter. L'chein nira v'ilo d'lo kibluch olayu klau. Meaning that you forced the din upon them, right? Okay, so listen, this Tosfos brings up the Gemara in Vava Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara in Vava Amud Aleph is this whole sugya is like a repertoire. You've got to like build your database over here, of the key cases, the key Gemaras that the Rishonim are going to use to figure out, what's the underlying din. So you got to take a look at that Gemara in Vav Amelf. Let's take a quick look at the Gemara in Vav Amelf. Okay. Gufa. Got it there? Three lines from the top. Omer Rabbi Avohu, Shnayim Shedanu, Dine Mamanus, Ladivri Akol, Ein Dine Emdin. Right? We've seen that before. That if two, meaning you don't have a basin, you don't have three, and there's no one's a mumcha there, it's either a mumcha or three hejotos. Two hejotos doesn't get you anywhere. Okay? So he says, it's no good. There's no din. Ein dinayim din. What does it mean, ein dinayim din? That whatever they said has zero effect. Has zero effect. It's like the whistling of the wind. There's nothing. Okay? Eisvei Rebbe Abba le Rebbe Avohu. So Rebbe Abba asked the question from this Mishnah. Donas adin vizika sachaya v'chayev sazakai time esatohar tier esatame. Right, a busy day. This guy, Masha also a mashalim beso. The guy made a din.
Who are we talking about again? This is.
Oh, so who are we talking about? That's a good question. Doesn't say.
Yeah.
Right. So Rashi says donas adin b'mumcha leka lemeimar. We don't know right now who it's talking about. Rashi says it can't be talking about a mumcha. How? Midiktani seifa, because the end of that Mishnah, I think it's a Mishnah, says im hoya mumcha lebeisdin, then he's pater. So up to the Rashi is not talking about a mumcha lebeisdin, right? Because that the seifa says, and if he was a mumcha lebeisdin, then he wouldn't have to pay. Rashi says he has to pay. Seifa says he doesn't have to pay. And the seifa says because when he's a mumcha lebeisdin. So you see clearly donas adin. Okay, and he made the chayav potter, and he made the potter chayav. He made the tahar tameh and the tameh tahar. So he says masha asa asoi, and he has to pay out of his pocket. Okay, so it's a stira, and he's a one guy. It's one guy. Rabbi Avohu says shnayim shadanu ein dinayim din, and here you have this this brisa that says that all these mistakes that one guy makes are binding. Right. So what's the answer? Hocha b'mayaskinan dekibluhu alayhu. Oh, that's because the guy wasn't a mumcha, but they accepted him. They accepted him. Right? Ihochi, if they accepted him, amay mashalim ibeso? So once if they accepted the guy, they know he's not an expert and they accepted him. So that's it. They accepted, they got what they paid for. You know what I mean? Right, so why should he have to pay? No. De omrule dayanta londin Torah. So that's what Rashi's saying. So you see over here from this sugya that what? Now we got one more fact to put in our what? Quiver? What do you call it?
Yeah.
One more arrow in the quiver. Is that what? If you have one guy who's not a mumcha, there are two ways to accept him, right?
Accept his din Torah.
You can accept his din Torah, and that will render his decision binding, but he'll be chayef to pay for his mistakes. Or you can accept him and his mistakes, and then it'll be binding and it'll be pater. But the problem is, this whole sugya on Vav Amud Aleph is talking about an eino mumcha, and it says by an eino mumcha, if you accept him, the din is good. So how could that be the very same thing that the question is by a mumcha l'rabim? So that's why Tosus, the Rush, everybody says, we don't know what Rush is talking about. And this Gemara is really not a question of, is his din when you accept him? But his question is, what if you don't accept him and he forces din on you? Is he din? So we see from the story of Marzutra that we are saying the story of Marzutra was he forced his din upon these guys. Unfortunately, he made a mistake. He didn't have reshus from the Reish Galusa, and Rav Yosef told him the din is sticks. The din is done.
But
you got to pay.
Yeah.
So you see from that a guy that a mumcha l'rabim who Rav Tarfon who is it? Marzutra was a mumchul rabbi. He was a gomer v'savir, who has the authority to force din upon somebody without the rishus from Reish Galusa. And we get a bonus fact over here is that he has to pay if he makes a mistake. But that's not what we came for. That's just a bonus, right? Okay, so Shema Mina. Let's do one more fact, and then we're going to try to work things out a little bit. Amar Rav. Hai man de boi le meidan dina vi ta'a mi boi le miftara. Rav just giving advice now on hay. Continuing on back on hay. Rav said, if somebody wants to judge, right? He wants to be dan din, and if he makes a mistake, he doesn't want to have to pay. Lishkol reshusa mi bei reish glusa. He should take reshus from the reish glusa. Okay. In other words, now that we finish this discussion, what's the conclusion? The conclusion is, without reshus, it is a good din. If you forced yourself upon the bali dinim and you didn't have reshus from the reish glusa, but you're a gomer v'sover, the din is din, but you'd have to pay. So Rav is saying, what does the reshus from Reish Galusa do for you? It'll pot you from paying. So if you want to be able to judge and not have to worry about paying if you make mistakes, make sure you get rid of from Reish Galusa. If you're confident and you're not worried about making mistakes, then you don't need to have reshus from Reish Galusa. Your din will still be din. But if you don't want to have to pay for your mistakes, take a trip to the Reish Galusa and get reshus. So what we want to try to do now is line things up and get like some rules going over here, okay? So the Rush conveniently has done that for us. Take a look at the Rush. We'll read it today, and we'll work on it tomorrow. Okay. You see the Rush in Ospays, okay? There's a little chaf in brackets. It's on the right hand column. Like 10 lines up towards the end of the line, a chaf in brackets.
Right before the low plug?
Right after the low plug. You have it before? You might have it before.
No.
Okay, klala. You see it?
Nope.
Yep.
You might have a different layout. Well, you just follow the, go to the chaf in brackets from the Tulpula Harifta, there's a chaf in brackets.
Where am I? Oh, chaf in brackets, and then klala?
Klala, last word on the line.
Milsa
de Milsa. Klala de Milsa. Here's the general rule. Okay? Yochid Mumcha, if a guy is an expert, the Gomer Visavir, Vinokit Rishus, so he's got all the qualifications. He's the expert with permission from the Reish Galusa. Rishus means Reish Galusa, it doesn't mean from the Bali Din. Don Esa Adam Bal Karchuch. So he can certainly force people to din. Vim Ta'a Bishikal Adas Patam Ilashalim. Okay, and he made a mistake in his reasoning. He's pater. That we know. That's one thing that we've gotten straight from the sugya. Right? Okay, we're going to skip the Torah B'dvar Mishra right now. Now, Yochid Mumcha, the Gomer V'Sovir, Donas Adam Bal Karchach. If he's an expert, he can even without Rishus, he can force people to come to him. Right? V'im Torah B'Shikol Adas Yishalim. Okay? We need like
a good
this chart.
Is the guy. Even if he has all the criteria.
He has all the criteria.
Even if he made a mistake there, he still has to pay?
Because he doesn't have reshus from the Reish Galusa.
Didn't we just... Who just said that if you don't want to pay, you don't have...
You get reshus from Reish Galusa. Rav said, Hai man de boi le meidan, and mi boi le mistri mishalim, not get reshus from Reish Galusa. So this guy didn't take reshus from Reish Galusa.
This guy did.
No.
Didn't he say?
That's the first case. We're up to the second case. The second case is Yochid Mumcha Digomer V'Savir. It means that's all he is. He's Yochid Mumcha Digomer V'Savir.
Okay.
Donas Adam Bal Karchuch. Vim Tov B'Shikol Adas Yishalim. Okay. Svechein Shlosha Hedyotos. Di Kiblum. And also, three Hedyotos. What? Three Hedyotos what? They can force you to din, and if they make a mistake, they have to pay.
Without Rishus or just stop?
Without Rishus.
They don't need Rishus.
They don't need Rishus.
Okay.
De'im, de'i kiblum alayhu piturin. This is Baal Korchach. Because if the Baal Edinim accepted the three as their judges, then they would be putter to pay. Why? De'kevan de Baal Korchach yochol en lodun, since they could force judgment upon them, ahani hai de'kiblum alayhu lepotron. So in other words, you got to look at what you can do Baal Korchach, and then them accepting you has to kick you up a notch, right? So if Baal Korchach, three people can judge, and they'd be chayev to pay for their mistake, then if two people come to three and they say, please judge for us, it has to do something for them. That's got to be better than if they force themselves on somebody, right? So it must be that it helps to make them pater. Hold on, let's finish up the whole story. V'yachid she'ein mumcha, but let's say a guy who's just a nobody, right, a regular guy. Afilu im kiblu alayhu. So can an ordinary guy judge Baal Korchach? No. Right? An ordinary guy cannot judge Baal Korchach. So then, how can he judge? He can only judge if they accept him. That kicks him up to what? To being able to judge.
But he's not pater.
Right? Everyone's got to get in on the entry level. Judge and mechayev. And then you need to add something to make you pater. You get it? So he says, V'yachid she'ein mumcha, filu im kiblu alayu im toa b'shikol das chayev. Right? Unless they say, we'll accept your mistakes. So what's equal here?
Right, so the